Now we will begin with the actual pratikraman ritual or observance of self-reflection. The complete pratikraman is observed in the following steps known as six essentials or avashyaks. Samayik adoption, that is adopting vows of Samayik. Chovisattho or Chaturvimshati Stava, praying to the 24 Tirthankars. Vandana, respecting ascetics. Pratikraman, repentance, confession and forgiveness. Kayotsarg, non-attachment to the body. Pratyakhyan or Pachakhan, taking religious vows. And Samayik conclusion.
First essential, adoption of Samayik. First, a person adopts a vow of Samayik or state of equanimity during the duration of Pratikraman by reciting all the sutras indicated in this section. We begin with Jain prayer to great souls, Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra. Namaskar Mantra, popularly known as Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra, Navkar Mantra or Namokar Mantra, is the most revered prayer in Jainism. It offers obeisance to the five supreme beings known as Panchaparameshtis, namely Arihant, Siddha, Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhus, which includes all monks and nuns of any religion of the world who practice five great vows of conduct. In the first and second sentence, obeisance is offered to the omniscient beings, which are Arihant and Siddha. In the third, fourth and fifth sentences, obeisance is offered to ascetics who are Acharya, Upadhyay and all sadhus and sadhvis of the world. The sutra offers obeisance to the qualities of Panchaparameshtis, not the individuals. The remaining four sentences explain the importance and benefit of these obeisances. There are a total of 108 qualities or attributes of these five supreme beings. The Jain rosary accordingly has 108 beads to signify these attributes. These attributes are as follows. Arihanta have 12, Siddha have 8, Acharya have 36, Upadhyay have 25, and Sadhus have 27 for a total of 108.
Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra. Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayaryanam, Namo Uvajhayanam, Namo Loe Savva Sahunam. Eso Pancha Namukkaro, Savva Pava Panasano, Mangalanam cha savvesim padmam havai mangalam.
Now, a little bit on the meaning of what each one of the namaskar stands for. Namo Arihantanam is I bow to the Arihantas or Tirthankars who have reached enlightenment by conquering or eliminating all their kashai or vices such as anger, ego, deceit and greed and inner weaknesses and those who have attained infinite knowledge, vision, bliss and power and have shown the path to the lay people that brings the cycle of birth, life and death as we know it to an end. Namo Siddhanam. Here we bow to the Siddhas or liberated souls that have attained the state of perfection and immortality after the attainment of Keval Gnan and after completing their current duration of life and thereby achieving total freedom from all karma. This way they have completely ended the cycle of birth, life and death. By destroying all eight types of karmas, Siddhas have acquired eight unique attributes of the soul. These are Ananta Gnan or infinite knowledge, Ananta Darshan or infinite perception, Avyabhad Sukh or eternal happiness, Ananta Charitra or perfect conduct, Akshay Sthiti or immortality, Arupitva or formlessness, Aguru Lagutva or no social status, and Ananta Virya meaning infinite power and energy. Next, Namo Ayaryanam. In this verse, we bow to Acharyas who head the Jain order and who preach the principles of religion by showing us the path of liberation, that is, the path of right conviction, right knowledge, and right conduct. Namo Uvajjayanam. In this, we bow to the Upadhyayas, who are the religious scholars and guides of the scriptures. They explain to us the true nature of the soul, karma, and the relationships, and the importance of spiritual life over material life. Namo Loe Savva Sahunam. In this, we bow to all ascetics who strictly follow the five great vows of conduct and inspire us to live a simple life. The five vows that they adhere to are ahimsa or non-violence, satya or truthfulness, asteya or non-stealing, brahmacharya or chastity, and aparigraha or non-possessiveness. Eso panchanamukkaro, meaning, to these five great souls I offer my obeisance. Savva pava panasano, may such obeisance help diminish my violations of vows and sins. Mangalananch savvesim, giving this praise is most auspicious. And finally, paramam havai mangalam, it is so auspicious as to bring inner peace and happiness.
Now to the benedictory verse, Chattari Mangalam Sutra. After praying to the five worshipful personalities, this sutra explains that the Tirthankars, the liberated souls or Siddhas, ascetics, and the religion preached by Tirthankars are very auspicious and divine, and we should take refuge in them.
Chattari Mangalam Sutra. Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Pannato Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Loguttama, Arihanta Loguttama, Siddha Loguttama, Sahu Loguttama, Kevali Pannato Dhammo Loguttama, Chattari Sharanam Pavajjami, Arihante Sharanam Pavajjami, Siddhe Sharanam Pavajjami, Sahu Sharanam Pavajjami, Kevali Pannato Dhammam Sharanam Pavajjami.
Meaning of the Chattari Mangalam Sutra. These four are the most auspicious in the universe. The Arihantas, the Siddhas, the ascetics, and the religion expounded by the omniscient beings or the Tirthankars. These four are the most divine in the universe. The Arihantas, the Siddhas, the ascetics, and the religion expounded by the omniscient beings. May I take refuge in these four, the Arihantas, the Siddhas, the ascetics, and the religion expounded by the omniscient beings.
Next, we go to Guru Sthapana by reciting the Panchindriya Sutra. Generally, Samayik is performed in presence of a guru or an ascetic. However, in their absence, one places a religious book in front to symbolize the presence of a guru and places rosary, meaning Navkarvadi, on top of the religious book. Now, holding the Mupati in the left hand and extending the right palm towards the scripture, please recite the Panchindriya Sutra.
Panchindriya Sutra. Panchindriya Savarno Tahanavaviha Bambacher Gutti Dharo Choviya Kasaya Mukko Iya Atharas Gunehim Sanjutto Pancha Mahavai Jutto Pancha Vihayar Palan Sammatho Pancha Samiyoti Gutto Chattis Guno Guru Majya.
A quick summary of the 36 qualities of a guru. Control over the five senses. Guru possesses complete control over the pleasures of touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing senses. These are known as the five Indriya Nishedha. Observance, nine stipulations of celibacy. He observes celibacy by following its nine stipulations. These steps provide proper protection to the vow of celibacy known as the nine brahmacharya vad. And the details here are not looking at a person of the opposite gender with a sense of sensual pleasure, not thinking of the past sensual pleasures of one's life, not staying with a person of another gender, not talking about a person of the opposite gender with pleasure, not occupying the seat that was used by a person of the opposite gender for even a short time, not staying nearby where a couple might be staying, not consuming intoxicants such as alcohol or drugs, always eating less than one's hunger and not decorating the body. Next, avoidance of the four passions. Guru completely avoids the four passions, which are anger, ego, deceit, and greed, thereby having control over the four kashayas. Adherence to the five great vows. He completely follows the five great vows, that of non-violence, truthfulness, non-stealing, celibacy, and non-possessiveness. This is known as following the five Mahavrats. Observance of five spiritual codes of conduct. Observance of fivefold spiritual codes of conduct, which is right conviction or Samyak Darshan, Samyak Gnan, and Samyak Charitra, which is right knowledge and right conduct, followed by right austerities or Samyak Tap, and finally vigor or virya. This is known as following the five achars. Following of the five samitis, alertness and care while walking, speaking, accepting anything, placing or replacing any items, and disposing of human waste and other items are the five samitis where great care has to be followed, and a guru possesses those qualities. Finally, following the three guptis, constraints of the mind, speech, and body, and this is known as following the three guptis.
Observation of Mupatti. The handkerchief or Mupatti is used to cover the mouth or keep it in front of the mouth so that one minimizes hurting of invisible bacteria in the air. The four corners of the Mupatti represent right conviction or faith, right knowledge, right conduct, and self-control. It is folded in such a way that eight layers of material are used to protect invisible bacteria. Some Jains keep it around their mouth while others hold it in the front of their mouth while reciting sutras during Samayik or Pratikraman. In Jain tradition, every religious activity is supposed to be undertaken with appropriate permission from the Guru. Therefore, the aspirant first seeks permission to inspect the Mupatti.
Ichha karena sandesha bhagavan samayik muhapati padilehu padileha icham. Now unfold the muhapati and make sure
the meaning of the two sentences that were recited about. O forgiving Gurudev, may I have your kind permission to inspect the muhapati? The Guru says, yes, you may. And the aspirant says, I will now do it.
Now, unfold the Mupatti and make sure no insects are trapped in the material. Then, fold it back properly. The one side of the folded portion of the Mupatti has eight layers of material. After folding it, one holds the Mupatti in the right hand and touches the left arm with the Mupatti from fingers to shoulders, indicating acceptance of good qualities or virtues by saying, I accept non-violence, truthfulness, non-stealing, control over sensual pleasures, less attachment towards worldly objects, graciousness, and helping all other living beings. Then the folded Mupatti is swapped in the left hand, and one touches the right arm from shoulder to fingers, indicating the rejection of bad qualities by saying, I reject anger, ego, deceit, greed, jealousy, stealing, violence, attachment to worldly objects, and uncontrollable sensual pleasure.
We now move on to the forgiveness verse of Samayik, which is called Iriyavayaya Sutra. It is very important that we ask for forgiveness and repent for the sins committed by us, either knowingly or unknowingly, before we perform Samayik, Pratikraman, and Chaityavandan. After doing so, we should perform introspection or Kayotsar so as not to commit these sins again. The ritual in which we perform atonement during Samayik is known as Iriyavaya. By recitation of this sutra, a person enumerates the sins that they may have committed in ordinary day-to-day life while moving around. The person repents, apologizes, and asks for forgiveness for those sins.
Iriyavayai Sutra. Icha Karana Sandisa Bhagavan. Iriyavayam Padikamami. Icham Ichami Padikamyu. Iriyavayai Virahanai Gamana Gamane. Pana Kamane. Biyak Kamane. Hariyak Kamane. Osa Utinga Panaga Daga Matti Makara Santana Sankamane. जे मे जी वे विराहिया एक इंदिया बे इंदिया ते इंदिया चौर इंदिया पंचिंदिया अभिहया वत्तिया लेसिया संगाइया संगटिया पर्याविया किलामिया उद्दविया ठाणा ओ ठाणम संकामिया जीविया ओ वव्रोविया तस मिच्छामि दुखणम.
Which means, while walking, I may have given pain to or crushed living beings such as live animate seeds, live plants, living beings in the dew, living ant hills, living moss, living beings in the water, living beings in the earth, living webs of spiders. I may have harassed or may have crushed all of these. Whatever living beings may have had pain caused by me, living beings with only one sense, the sense of touch, as in the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and plants. Living beings with only two senses, the sense of touch and taste, as in worms and shell creatures. Living beings with three senses, the sense of touch, taste and smell, as in ants. Living beings with four senses, the sense of touch, taste, smell and sight, as in bees, wasps and other flying insects. Living beings with all five senses, the sense of touch, taste, smell, sight and hearing, as in beings of the water like fish, beings of the land, mammals, animals and human, and beings of the sky, for example birds. Whoever may have been struck by me while traveling, whoever I may have covered by dust, whoever I may have been rubbed up against, whoever I may have been forced to collide with, whoever I may have inflicted pain upon, whoever I may have frightened, whoever I may have had pain caused by my touching or tilting them, whoever may have been tormented by being turned entirely upside down, whoever I may have shifted from one place to another, whoever I may have separated from life and made lifeless. May all that be forgiven, and may all the suffering I caused knowingly or unknowingly come to an end. May the ignorance in me that caused pain in other living beings come to an end, and may they all forgive me.
Kayotsarg Tassa Uttari Anatha Sutra. After requesting forgiveness from all living beings of the universe, the next step is to discipline oneself in order to avoid future sins. This is done via Kayotsarg or Kautsarg, motionless body, and introspective meditation on a Jain prayer. This meditation also helps to reduce our kashayas, which in turn reduces our past bad karmas. By reciting Tassa Uttari Sutra, one declares the intention of meditation in motionless posture. By reciting Anatha Sutra, one enumerates the list of minor violations that may happen in this motionless yoga posture. Tassa Uttari Sutra. Tassa Uttari Karnenam Payachit Karnenam Visohi Karnenam Visali Karnenam Pavanam Kammanam Nigayanam Thami Nigayanam Thai Thami Kausagam.
This means, for the sake of atonement, repentance, purification, removal of obstacles, and for uprooting sinful activities, I undertake meditation for a certain duration in a motionless meditative posture or kausar.
Anatha Sutra. Anatha ussasiyanam, nissasiyanam, khasiyanam, chiyanam, jambayanam, udduyanam, vaya nissagyanam, bhammaliye pittamuchaye, suhu mehim anga sanchalehim, suhu mehim khela sanchalehim, suhu mehim ditthi sanchalehim, evam maiyehim, agarehim, abhaggo avirayiho, hujjame kausago, jao arihantanam, bhagavantanam, namukkarenam, no paremi, tao kayam, thanenam, monenam, janenam, appanam, vosirami.
This means, I shall now engross myself in meditation in a completely motionless yoga posture for a specified duration. I will remain motionless except for breathing in and out, coughing, sneezing, yawning, belching, involuntary losing balance, vomiting, fainting, subtle flickering movements of eyes, and other involuntary bodily movements. I shall perform meditation and keep myself and my soul away from all sinful activities by keeping my body motionless and by observing complete silence. At the conclusion of meditation, I will complete the Kayotsar by offering salutations to Arihanta.
Here, people reciting should do Kausag of four Namaskar Mahamantra or one Logas and at the conclusion say Namo Arihantanam. A note, the proper posture for meditation is to sit or stand up straight, keep eyes half open and focus your eyes on the scripture located in the center on the sthapana and recite Namaskar Sutra in silence. If you cannot keep your eyes half open, then keep them fully closed.
You can Next. Also pause this recording at the times when it has been advised for you to recite the Namaskar Sutra either four or more times.
Next, we go to the vav of Samayik, which is Karemi Bhante Sutra. Karemi Bhante Sutra is recited to take the vav of Samayik. Samayik means equanimity. In essence, the person follows the five great vows of conduct for the duration of Samayik. During the duration of Samayik, one should do meditation, pratikraman, or religious study, and otherwise recite Namaskar Sutra continuously in silence. One should not attend to or think of any worldly matters.
Karemi Bhante Sutra. Karemi Bhante Samayam Savajam Jogam Pachkami Jav Niyamam Pajva Swami Duviham Tivihenam Manenam Vayae Kayenam Na Karemi Na Karvemi Tasa Bhante Padikamami Nindami Garihami Appanam Vosirami.
So, the meaning of Karemi Bhante Sutra now, O forgiving Gurudev, I will meditate, worship and repent for my sins or study religious scriptures for the duration of Samayik. I also take the vow of refraining from all wrongful activities. With the twofold activities, I will not do and I will not make others do any wrongful activities. With the threefold activities of mind, speech and body, I will not overlook any wrongful activities. O respected Guruji, I give up all harmful activities of my mind, my speech and my body. I criticize myself for my wrongful actions. I express disapproval of my demerits. I am determined to free myself from worldly bondage.
We will now move on to the second essential, praying to the 24 Tirthankars, in which we worship the 24 Tirthankars by reciting Logasa, Namuthunam and Jai Virai Sutras. Worshipping of 24 Tirthankars, Logasa Sutra. By recitation of the Logasa Sutra, one worships and praises the virtues of the 24 Tirthankars and offers obeisance to them.
Logasau joyegare dhammatithai rejine arihante kitta isam chovi sampi kevali usabha majiyan cha vande sambhavam abhinandanam cha sumahim cha pauma paham supasam jinam cha chanda paham vande suvihim cha puffadanta siela sijan cha vasupujyan cha vimalamanantan cha jinam dhammam santim cha vandami kuntu arancha mallim vande muni suvayam nami jinam cha Vandami Ritanemi Pasamtaha Vardamanamcha Evam Maya Abhithua Vihuya Rayamala Pahina Jarmarana Chovi Sampi Jinvara Tithai Rame Pasyantu Kitya Vandiya Mahya Jaye Logasa Uttamasiddha Arugya Bohilabham Samahivaram Uttamam Dintu Chandesu Nimalayara Ai Chesu Ahiyam Payasayara Sagaravara Gambira Siddha Siddhi Mama Disantu.
Now the meaning of Logasa Sutra. O Arihantas, you are shedding divine light on the entire universe. Founders of divine laws and conquerors of inner enemies, I praise you, O Omniscient, the 24 Tirthankars. I bow to Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandan Swami, Sumtinath, Padma Prabhu, Suparshwanath, and Chandra Prabhu. I bow to Suvidinath or Pushpadanta, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasupujya, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, and Shantinath. I bow to Kuntunath, Arnath, Mallinath, Munisurat Swami, and Naminath. I bow to Aristaneminath, Parshwanath, and Vardhaman or Mahavir Swami. I praise the Arihantas who have been liberated from all karma that obstruct or hinder the qualities of soul and thereby have broken the cycle of birth and death. These are the 24 Lord Jinnas or Tirthankaras that bless me. O Arihantas, you are praised, bowed to, and wholeheartedly worshipped. You are the purest souls in the universe. Grant me divine health and right conviction or Bodhisamyaktva and the highest state of consciousness. You are purer than the moon and more brilliant than the sun. You are deeper than the oceans. Please assist me to attain perfection.
Next we go on to Namuthunam Sutra. This sutra enumerates the virtues of a Tirthankar and offers obeisance to all Tirthankars. The king of heavenly beings or Dev and Sakrendra, the king of heavenly beings Sakrendra, recites this sutra at the time of conception and birth of a Tirthankar. This sutra is also known as Sakrastava Sutra.
Namuthunam Sutra. Namuthunam Aryantanam Bhagwantanam, Aigaranam Tithayaranam Sayam Sambudhanam, Purisuttamanam Purisasudhanam, Purisavara Pundariyanam, Purisavara Gandhahathinam, Loguttamanam Lognahanam Loghiyanam, Logpaivanam Logpajoygaranam, Abhaydayanam Chakhudayanam, Magdayanam Sarardayanam Bohidayanam, Dhammadayanam, Dhammadesiyanam, Dhammanayaganam, Dhammasarahinam, Dhammavarachauranta Chakavattinam, Apayavaran, Dalsandharanam, Vyatta Chaumanam, Jinanam Javyanam, Tinanam Taryanam, Buddhanam Bohyanam, Muttanam Moaganam, Savanunam Savadarisinam, Sivamayala Marua Mananta, Makkai Mavabaha, Mapunaraviti, Siddhigai Namdheyam, Thanam Sampatanam, Namo Jinanam, Jiyabhayanam, जे अया सिद्धा जे अभवी संतियन आगे काले संपय वटमाना सव्वे तिविहेण वंदामी.
Now on to the meaning of Namuthunam Sutra. I bow to the Arihanta Bhagwans. I bow to the Jinas, the beginners of the scriptures, the Tirthankars and the self-enlightened ones. I bow to the best among men, the lions among men, the best lotus among men, and the highest species of elephants among men. I bow to the best in the world, the guides of the world, the benefactors of the world, the beacons of the world, and the enlighteners of the world. I bow to the liberators from fear, the givers of vision, the givers of the path, the givers of refuge, the givers of right conviction, and the givers of enlightenment. I bow to the givers of law, the preachers of law, the masters of law, the leaders of law, the world monarchs of law, and those who are the best in all four directions. I bow to those who are liberated from the bondage of false knowledge, who are the holders of unrestricted and best knowledge and faith, who in this world are the light, the liberators, the refuge, and the movers and givers of rest. I bow to those who are the victors and the givers of victory, the saviors and the saved, the givers of enlightenment and the enlightened, and the givers of liberation and the liberated. I bow to the all-knowing, all-seeing Jinnas who have conquered fear and who have attained the happy, stable, formless, infinite, imperishable, unobstructed, an eternally perfect state in existence. I bow to the Bhagwan Mahavir, the last Tirthankar, whose advent was determined by the preceding Tirthankars. I pay homage and I bow to the Lord, and may the revered Lord from there cast his gracious glance at me here. Next, we move on to Jayaviraya Sutra, which is again another prayer to Lord Tirthankars. Jayaviraya Sutra is also known as Pranidhana Sutra, which denotes a state of ecstasy. It relates to an act in which the physical, mental, and spiritual faculties together are sincerely praying to Lord Tirthankar.
Jayaviraya Sutra. Jayaviraya Jagaguru Homam Tuhappa Bhav Bhavam Bhav Niveo Magganu Sarya Ittafal Siddhi Loka Viruddha Chao Gurujan Pua Parthak Karanam Cha Sahaguru Jogo Tavayana Sevana Abhav Makhanda Vari Jai Jaivi Niyana Bandhanam Viraya Tuha Samaye Tahaviya Mama Hujja Seva Bhave Bhave Tuma Chalananam Dukhakao Kammakao Samahi Maranam Chalbohi Labho Sampajau Mahayam Tuhanaha Panam Karanenam.
Now on to the meaning. O Vitrag, Tirthankar, O spiritual leader of the universe, through your grace and blessings, I attain detachment from worldly life and follow the path of right conduct for the attainment of liberation. I lead a life of high morals and ethics. I become respectful to and take good care of Guru Maharaj and elderly people. I become helpful to and am of service to others. I find the right spiritual leader and adopt his teachings. O Vitrag Paramatma, I am aware of the fact that your teachings advise against serving you, receiving your blessings and asking anything from you. In spite of this, O Bhagwan, I am bowing down to you and I wish to be of service to you at your feet for this and all my future lives. O Vitrag Paramatma, by virtue of your grace, let my unhappiness be destroyed and my karmas annihilated. Let me remain equanimous at the time of death and retain the right conviction to your teachings.
Now we move on to the third essential of respecting ascetics or Vandana. The monks who have left all their worldly possessions are our religious guides and we bow to them. The first sutra for bowing to ascetics, Ichhami Khama Samano Sutra. Different sects recite different sutras when one bows to an ascetic. We have included two such sutras. The first one is Ichhami Khama Samano Sutra. This sutra is recited by members of the Shvetambar Murti Pujak sect. This sutra is also known as Panchang Pranipat Sutra, as this sutra is recited while offering obeisance in a specific posture wherein the five body parts, namely the two hands, two knees and the forehead, touch the floor together. This sutra is recited in front of an ascetic at an upashray for a total of two times. During the Pratikraman ritual, one must stand up and perform the ritual as indicated and recite the sutra two times to the symbolized guru. The same sutra is recited three times in front of a Tirthankar idol at the temple.
Khama Samano Sutra. Ichhami Khama Samano Vandiyu Javani Jaye Nissihi Aye Mathen Vandami.
Meaning, with all my strength and renouncing all wrongful acts, I bow to the Tirthankars or ascetics with my head.
Next, asking for wellness of Guru or the Ichhikar Sutra. This sutra is recited while offering obeisance to Guru Maharaj. Since in this sutra a devotee inquires about Guruji's well-being, this sutra is also known as Guru Sukhasata Sutra.
Ichhikar Sutra. Ichhakara Suha Devasi Sukhtapa Shari Nirabad Sukh Sanjam Yatra Nirvate Hoji Swami Shata Heji Ahar Panika Lab Denaji.
O Guruji, with your permission, I very kindly wish to know if you were comfortable during the last night or during the day. Is your penance going well? Are you free of any bodily inflictions? Is your journey in ascetic life free of obstacles? O Guruji, are you doing well? Please kindly oblige me by accepting my alms. Next, we go to Abhuttiyo Sutra. By reciting this sutra, we ask for forgiveness for any impoliteness shown towards ascetics.
Abhuttiyomi Sutra. इच्छा कारण संदेश भगवान अबुद्धियोमि अभियंतर देवसीयम खामेउ इच्छम खामेमि देवसीयम जंकिंचि अपत्यम परपत्यम भत्ते पाणे विनये वया वच्चे आलावे संलावे उच्चासणे समासणे अंतर्भाषाए उरी भाषाए जंकिंचि मज्ज विनय परिहीणम सुमम वा बायरम वा तुभ्ये जाण अहम न जानामि तस्सम इच्छामि दुक्कडम.
The meaning of Abhuthyomi Sutra, O respected Guru Maharaj, I may have caused unhappiness or bitterness to you in regards to serving food or water. I may not have taken proper care of you. I may have disrespected you by sitting at a higher level than you or at the same level as you. I may have interrupted you while you were talking, talked back to you, or tried to prove you wrong. I may have exhibited impoliteness to you without being aware of it. I beg your pardon for all the wrongdoings that I may have committed during the day.
The Tikhuto Sutra, in which we bow down to ascetics, is recited when a person bows to an ascetic of the Sthanakvasi or Therapanthi sect. It is recited in a specific posture while standing with hands folded together in a prayer position. While in this position, rotate hands clockwise 3 times, 1 time for each of the first 3 words of the sutra.
Tikkhuto ayahinam payahinam karemi vandami namansami sakkaremi sammanemi kallanam mangalam deviyayam cheyayam pajvaswami mathen vandami.
Meaning of Tikkhuto Sutra, as I turn my hands clockwise 3 times, I worship, I bow, I respect, I honor you. You are divine. You are the remover of obstacles. You are like a god. You are an ocean of knowledge. I serve you. I bow my head to my guru.
We will now start the fourth essential, repentance and forgiveness. Note to the listeners, in the fourth and fifth essential, there will be multiple situations involving kausag of 4 or more naukars. We suggest that you pause the recording to complete the kausag whenever that it occurs. First, samvatsari pratikraman, repentance of all the sins. This is known as Pratikraman Sutra. In this sutra, we repent in brief all our bad deeds done in our actions, thoughts, and speech of the past year.
Samvatsari Padikamne Thaun Sutra. Ichhakaran Sandisa Bhagwan Samvatsariya Padikamne Thaun Padikamne Icham. Savvasa vi Samvatsariya Duchintiya Dubhasiya Duchithiya Michhami Dukdam.
The meaning of the Thaun Sutra is, O forgiving Gurudev, may I have your kind permission to repent all my sins which I may have committed during the year? Yes, you may. I will do it now. I ask for forgiveness of all my bad thoughts, bad speech, and bad action of the year.
The second sutra for the fourth essential is a repentance of sins to all living beings, known as the Satlak Sutra. Jain literature indicates that in the universe there exist 8.4 million different forms of life based on their birth location. 3 classifications are defined in Satlak Sutra. We request for forgiveness from all such living beings for our sinful activities towards them, and we forgive them for their sinful activities towards us.
The Satlak Sutra. Satlak Prithvikai, Satlak Apkai, Satlak Teukai, Satlak Vaukai, Daslak Pratyek Vanaspatikai, Chaudlak Sadharan Vanaspatikai, Belak Beindriya, Belak Triindriya, Belak Chaurindriya, 4 lakh Devta, 4 lakh Narki, 4 lakh Tiryanch Panchendriya, 14 lakh Manushya. આ પ્રમાણે 84 લાખ જીવયોનીમાંથી મારા જીવે જે કોઈ જીવની હિંસા કીધી હોય, કરાવી હોય અને કરતા પ્રત્યે અનુમોદી હોય તે સવિએ મને વચને કાયાએ કરી મિચ્છામિ દુઃખણમ.
મીનિંગ ઓફ 7 લાખ સૂત્ર. જૈન લિટરેચર ઇન્ડિકેટ્સ દેટ ઇન ધ યુનિવર્સ દેર એક્ઝિસ્ટ 8.4 મિલિયન ડિફરન્ટ ફોર્મ્સ ઓફ લાઈફ બેઝડ ઓન ધર બર્થ લોકેશન. દે આર ક્લાસિફાઈડ એઝ ફોલોઝ: 700,000 forms of living beings with earth as its body, 700,000 forms of living beings with water as its body, 700,000 forms of living beings with fire as its body, 700,000 forms of living beings with air as its body, 1 million forms of above ground vegetation with one soul in every independent living body, 1.4 million forms of below ground vegetation with multiple souls in every independent living body, 200,000 forms of living beings with 2 sense organs, 200,000 forms of living beings with 3 sense organs, 200,000 forms of living beings with 4 sense organs, 400,000 forms of heavenly beings, 400,000 forms of living beings of hell, 400,000 forms of animals with 5 sense organs, and 1.4 million forms of human beings. Out of 8.4 million forms of living beings, if I may have hurt any living being, have caused others to hurt them, encouraged others to hurt them, or praised those who hurt them, either by thought, words, and or actions, I ask for forgiveness for all such sinful activities. I forgive all living beings. May all living beings forgive me. I am friendly to all. I have enmity for none.
Next we go to Adar Papasthanak Sutra or Atonement of 18 Sins. We acquire pap karma by doing various sinful activities. This sutra indicates that all our sinful activities can be classified into 18 different categories, and we ask for forgiveness of all such sinful activities.
અઢાર પાપ સ્થાનક સૂત્ર. પહેલે પ્રાણાતિપાત, બીજે મૃષાવાદ, ત્રીજે અદત્તાદાન, ચોથે મૈથુન, પાંચમે પરિગ્રહ, છઠ્ઠે ક્રોધ, સાતમે માન, આઠમે માયા, નવમે લોભ, દસમે રાગ, અગિયારમે દ્વેષ, બારમે કલહ, તેરમે અભ્યાખ્યાન, ચૌદમે પૈશુન્ય, પંદરમે રતિ અરતિ, સોળમે પર પરિવાદ, સત્તરમે માયા મૃષાવાદ, 18મે મિથ્યાત્વ શૈલ્ય.
Now the meaning of
આ 18 પાપ સ્થાનકોમાંથી મારા જીવે જે કોઈ પાપ સેવ્યું હોય, સેવરાવ્યું હોય અથવા સેવતા પ્રત્યે અનુમોદ્યું હોય તો તે મને વચને કાયા કરી મિચ્છામિ દુઃખણમ.
Now on to the meaning of 18 પાપ સ્થાનક. In our life we may come across many sinful activities. Jain literature has classified them into the following 18 categories as we just went through, and we repent for indulging in any one of them. We begin with the sinful activities involving hurting or killing any living beings, which is pranatipat. Next is to lie or mrushavad, then stealing or adattadan, sensuous indulgence or maithun, accumulation of wealth or parigraha, anger or krodh, ego or man, deceit or maya, greed meaning lobe, attachment meaning rag, resentment meaning dvesh, disputes or quarreling meaning kalah, allegation of false accusation meaning abhyakhyan, slander and backbiting or paishunya, affection or disaffection meaning rati arati, and being happy in sinful activities and being unhappy in virtuous act and gossiping or parparivad, to lie maliciously or maya mrushavad, and to have wrong perception or to believe in materialist god, guru or religion or mithyatva sailya. If I have committed any of the sinful acts personally, have caused others to commit them, or have appreciated them being committed by others mentally, verbally or physically, I repent and ask for forgiveness. At this point, you can do first kausha of four Navkar mantra.
Moving on, during pratikraman, we reflect on atichars, which are minor violations of lay people's vows. Reflecting on atichar of lay people's vows, Jainism emphasizes that every Jain should practice the 12 basic vows of lay people based on their ability. However, sometimes one violates these vows knowingly or unknowingly. Such violations are classified as follows: atichar, which is minor violation, or anachar, which is major or gross violation. If the violation is of minor nature, then one should request for forgiveness of such violations and repent that one would not violate in future. However, if the violation is of the major classification, that is anachar, then one needs to reinstate the vows again in the presence of a guru and the community. Now we will reflect on the past atichars of the 12 basic vows of lay people and meditate in silence on the Jain prayer Namaskar Sutra as indicated.
We will begin with Anuvrats, which are the five main vows of limited nature, atichars of those. So first is the atichar of Ahimsa or non-violence vow. I may have committed violence towards others and towards myself in thoughts, words, or action. I may have encouraged or appreciated violence in others. I may have imposed my thoughts on others. I may have manipulated someone. I may have spoken harshly. I may have unnecessarily wasted resources of earth, water, fire, air, or vegetation. I may have used dairy and other byproducts of an animal that has not been properly cared for. I may not have given shelter to human beings and animals in need. I may have been selfish, competitive, insecure, and fearful. I may have taken harmful substances, such as illicit drugs, liquor, and unhealthy foods. I may have exposed my mind to violence by watching movies, reading books, or associating with bad company. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichami dukkhanam. Again here, we need to recite four Navkar mantra in silence while reflecting on ways in which we may have violated Ahimsa vow.
Atichar of the second Anuvrat, Satya or truthfulness vow. I may have been untruthful towards others and towards myself in thoughts, words or action. I may have encouraged or appreciated non-truthfulness in others. I may have spread rumors, disclosed someone's secrets or breached someone's trust. I may have exaggerated or distorted facts for my personal gain. I may have used obscene or mean language. I may have used flattery or acted pretentiously to get what I desire. I may have spoken the truth in such a way that it created violence, pain, or hostility in others. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tassa michhami dukkhanam. Again, recite four Namaskar Sutras in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the truthfulness vow.
Next, we go on to the atichar of non-stealing vow or asteya vow. I may have stolen or taken what was not given to me properly. I may have encouraged or appreciated stealing from others through thoughts, words, or action. I may have cheated on quantity or quality of goods that I sold. I may have caused anguish, pain, or even death to someone by depriving them of their own property. I may have accepted or offered a bribe, committed fraud, smuggled goods, sold illegal goods, or violated government rules relating to taxes, imports, and exports. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasami chami dukra. Recite 4 Navkar mantra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the non-stealing vow.
Atichar of the 4th anuvrat, brahmacharya or chastity vow. I may not have controlled my 5 senses, that is touch, taste, smell, sight and hearing, from sensual pleasure. I may have encouraged, appreciated or manipulated lustfulness in others. I may not have practiced avoidance of the pleasures of the 5 senses in thoughts, words or actions. I may have been unfaithful to my own spouse in thought, word or deeds. I may have engaged in premarital and extramarital relations. I may have intensified passions by consuming intoxicating substances like alcohol, marijuana, opium, and illicit drugs. I may have watched provocative movies or shows, reading provocative magazines or books, or listened to provocative songs or talk. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasya michhami dukram. Recite 4 Namaskar Sutra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the chastity vow.
Next, the atichar of aparigraha or non-possessiveness vow. I may have been acquisitive or possessive in thoughts, words or action. I may have encouraged or appreciated acquisition and possessiveness in others. I may have been greedy and may have had possessive attachments to other people or to other things. I may have some possessions for which I do not have any use, and I may have purchased some possessions just for enjoyment rather than my true need. I may have accumulated real estate property, garments, jewelry, housewares, furniture, and any other personal items beyond my need. I may have made more than customary profit in business or service. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for all my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasami chami dukram. Recite 4 Navkar mantra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the non-possessiveness vow.
This completes our reflection, repentance and repentance on the atichars of limited nature or anuvrats. Moving on to the atichars of 3 merit vows or gunvratas. Atichar of Dikvrat, vow of limited area of activity. I may have exceeded the limits which I may have set for traveling or communication for social or business purposes. I may have shortened my limits in one direction to extend them in the other direction. I may have used a car or other vehicle excessively or unnecessarily. I sincerely repent and ask for forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasya michhami dukram.
Next, the atichar of bhog upabhog vrat, which is vow of limited use of consumables and non-consumable goods. I may have exceeded my present limit for the use of consumable items like beverages, food items, vegetables and fruits. I may have exceeded my preset limit for the use of non-consumable goods like clothes, cosmetics, ornaments, number of vehicles and footwear. I may have consumed food that is obtained or cooked in a cruel manner. I may have consumed food in which there is less to eat and more to discard. I may have been involved in occupations dealing with large-scale destruction of animal life. pollution of the environment and natural resources, trading or renting of animals and birds, animal testing, leather, fur, ivory, silk, down, wool, pearls, meat, honey, liquor, pesticides, and toxic substances. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichami dukara.
The third merit vow, atichar of anarth dandavrat, or vow of avoidance of purposeless sins. I may have thought or talked evil of others with or without any reason. I may have been inconsiderate to other living beings while walking, such as walking on grass, plucking flowers and leaves unnecessarily, or doing any other harmful, needless activities. I may have been careless in my ordinary behavior, like leaving water or oil containers or leftover food open, or keeping lamps and stoves burning, which could kill or otherwise hurt small living beings. I may have meditated on evil, cruel, or mournful thoughts, engaged in meaningless talk or gossip, or engaged in purposeless listening, reading, or viewing of shows. I may not have supported righteous or good deeds. I may have been directly or indirectly involved in manufacturing, selling, or distributing weapons and devices that cause violence. I may have unnecessarily left electronics on, wasting energy. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichami dukram. This point, recite four Namaskar Sutra in silence while reflecting on ways in which I may have violated the three merit vows.
Next, we will go on to the four Shikshavrats, Atichar of the four Shikshavrats, or the disciplinary vows. First, Atichar of Samayik Vrat, or the vow of meditation of limited duration. I may have violated my vow of Samayik by not staying in the state of equanimity or meditation for its duration of 48 minutes. I may have violated the vow of Samayik by not being vigilant and by not dissociating myself from worldly affairs. I may not have maintained spiritual harmony of body, mind and speech during Samayik. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichami dukram.
Atichar of the second disciplinary vow, Desavakasik Vrat, or vow of activity of limiting space. I may have violated the space limit I have imposed on my area of activities. I may have violated the time limit that I have imposed on the quantity of consumable and non-consumable goods. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichami dukdam.
Next, we will go on to the Atichara of Paushad Vrat, which is the vow of living an ascetic's life of limited duration. I may have violated any of the five ascetic's great vows during my vow to follow an ascetic life for a limited duration. I may have lived an ascetic life for worldly gain. I may have been careless during the period of my ascetic life and thereby caused harm to living beings while receiving food, walking, sitting, or handling objects. I may not have spent all the time spiritually and may have engaged in worldly affairs or displayed passions. I may not have restrained mental, vocal, or physical faculties. I may not have done paushad on auspicious days. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasamichami dukram.
And finally, the Atichar of Atithi Samvibhag Vrat, or vow of charity. I may have been careless or insensitive in giving food, clothes, shelter and medicines to ascetics and needy people. I may have served food, clothes or other things without respect, faith, devotion, contentment, or enthusiasm. I may have done community service only out of obligation. I may have offered food and other items with ill will, jealousy, ego, and for worldly gain. I may not have offered needed items to ascetics, even though I may have been able to do so. I may not have taken care of needy people and donated to them in spite of being able to do so. I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for my above faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Tasam Ichhami Dukdam. At this point, please recite four Namaskar Sutras in silence while reflecting on ways in which you may have violated four disciplinary vows.
Next, we will go on to the general atonement. While atoning for my sins, I bow to the 24 Tirthankars of the present era and to all the Tirthankars present anywhere in the universe, the Arihants, Siddh, ascetics, scriptures, and the religion preached by Tirthankars are blissful. Let the enlightened entities bestow peace and right conviction unto me, so that I can faithfully practice such religion. Sadhus and sadhvis follow five great vows of conduct and do not commit any sinful activity with their thoughts, their speech, or their bodies, nor do they cause others to do the same, nor do they praise others who commit sinful activity. While atoning for my sins, I bow down to all such ascetics present anywhere in the universe. There may be many other lapses and violations of codes of conduct of 12 vows of lay people. If I have missed any of those lapses and violations during this pratikraman, I sincerely repent and ask forgiveness from all living beings for such faults, which I may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. I have risen for observing such religious principles, and I am trying to be free of all obstacles for doing so. Let my days pass in contemplation of such religious principles and destroy the sins committed by me in the past. Thus, I have repented my atichar in front of a guru and community and appropriately atoned myself for the lapses and wrong deeds by mind, speech, and body.
Now we will recite a sutra for universal forgiveness to all, known as the Kamemi Sarve Jiva Sutra. By means of this sutra, we ask for forgiveness from all living beings of the universe, and we also grant forgiveness to all living beings of the universe. In this way, a relationship of mutual forgiveness and friendship is developed among all living beings in the universe. This is the real essence of Jain religion. Recite the following sutra three times.
Kame me savva jive, savve jiva khamantume, mitti me savva bhuvesu, vairam majjam na kenahi. Kame me savva jiva khamantume, mitti me savva bhuvesu, vairam majjam na kenahi. Kame me savva jiva khamantume, mitti me savva bhuvesu, vairam majjam na kenahi.
Meaning of the sutra, I forgive all living beings. May all living beings grant me forgiveness. My friendship is with all living beings. My enmity is totally non-existent. At this time, please ask for forgiveness from everybody, friends, family, neighbors, and all living beings, especially from those with whom we may have had a problem or hard feelings.
Michchami Dukram to everyone. Michchami Dukram to the entire community. Michchami Dukram to all living beings of the entire universe.
Now we will recite a forgiveness poem written by Judith Memain. Forgiveness is letting go of the pain and accepting what has happened because it will not change.
Forgiveness is dismissing the blame. Choices were made that caused the hurt. We each could have chosen differently, but we didn't.
Forgiveness is looking at the pain, learning the lessons it has produced, and understanding what we have learned.
Forgiveness allows us to move on towards a better understanding of universal love and our true purpose.
Forgiveness is knowing that love is the answer to all questions and that we all are in some way connected.
Forgiveness is starting over with the knowledge that we have gained. I forgive you and I forgive myself. I hope you can do the same. Next, we go on to fifth essential, kayotsarga, or meditation in a yoga posture. Introspection and kayotsarga, or Arihanta Cheyanam Sutra. After requesting forgiveness from all living beings of the universe, the next step is to discipline oneself in order to avoid future sins. This is done via meditation in a motionless body and introspection with meditating on a Jain prayer. This meditation also helps to get rid of our past bad karmas.
Arihant Cheyanam Sutra. Arihant Cheyanam Karemi Kausagam Vandanvatyaya Puanvatyaya Sakarvatyaya Sammanvatyaya Bohilabvatyaya Niruvasagvatyaya Saddhaya Mehaya Diyai Dharnaya Anupayaya Vaddamane Thami Kausagam.
The meaning of Arihanta Cheyai Sutra. O Arihanta Bhagwan, I wish to undertake Kayotsarga in the form of omniscient Lord's image to bow to you, to worship you, to express my reverence to you, to respect you, to attain the true wisdom and to the removal of my afflictions. I undertake this Kayotsarga with ever-increasing level of conviction, intellect, patience, determination, and contemplation.
Now we will recite the Anatha Sutra. Anatha Usasyenam Nisasyenam Khasyenam Chiyenam Jambayenam Udduenam Vayanasagenam Bhammaliye Pittamuchaye Suhumehim Anga Sanchalehim Suhumehim Khel Sanchalehim Suhumehim Ditti Sanchalehim Ev Mayehim Agarehim Abhaggo Avirahyo Hujjame Kausaggo Javaryantanam Bhagwantanam Namukarenam Na Paremi Tav Kayam Thanenam Monenam Jhanenam Appanam Vosirami.
So, the meaning of Anatha Sutra, I shall now engross myself in meditation in a complete motionless posture for a specified duration. I will remain motionless except for breathing in and out, coughing, sneezing, yawning, belching, involuntarily losing balance, vomiting, fainting, subtle flickering movements of eyes, and other involuntary bodily movements of such type. I shall perform meditation and keep my soul away from all sinful activities by keeping my body motionless and by observing complete silence. At the conclusion of meditation, I will complete the Kayotsarga by offering salutations to Arihant. Note, the proper posture for meditation is to sit or stand up straight, keeping eyes half open and focusing them on the scripture located in the center on the sthapana, and then reciting Namaskar mantra in silence. If one cannot keep eyes open, half open, then keep them fully closed. Here, do Kausag of 12 Navkar mantra in silence and remain in a motionless posture.
Now we move on to the sixth essential, religious vows, pratyakhyan or pachakan. At this time, we need to take one or more specific vows, such as to do some good activities and to control our desires. This is known as pratyakhyan or pachakan. The duration of vows can be 1 hour, 1 evening, 1 day, 1 year or longer. Following are some examples of vows that we could take. First, personal improvement vows. Doing penance such as eating only one meal a day, eating no meals for a day, drink water only, or not eating at night. Doing charity, social or religious work for a set amount of time each week or each month. Not disrespecting or getting angry with parents, children, relatives and friends, not talking in class or during prayer.
Next, spiritual vows. You could do samayik daily, weekly or monthly, doing pratikraman daily, weekly or monthly, and going to pathsala regularly. The day-to-day vows that can be taken, examples of them are not eating sweets or junk food, not drinking soft drinks, beer or liquor, not watching TV, sports and other shows. Having completed the six essentials, we will reflect upon the qualities of Sadguru, universal peace, universal friendship and spirituality of self by reciting selected sutras and reading some selected text. First, reflection on Sadguru or the true teacher. By reciting the following sutra, we respect our Sadguru and his or her qualities. Jeha swarup samajhavina pamyo dukhayanan samajhavyute padanam Sri Sadaguru Bhagavan.
Meaning of the above sutra. I bow to the feet of the holy teacher who explained the real nature of the soul, without understanding which I suffered infinite misery.
Atma gnana samadarsita vichare udaya prayog apurva vani paramashrut sadguru lakshana yog.
Which means the admirable qualities of the holy teacher are knower of the self, equanimous feeling, compassionate and pious speech, and knowledge of the highest scriptures. He lives worldly life without any attachment and aversion.
Deha chata jeni dasa varate dehati te gnani na charanama ho andana yagani.
Meaning, I often bow to the feet of the holy teacher who lives in the human body, but his actions are beyond all attachments to the body as well as to other worldly relations and objects.
Next, reflections on universal peace through the Upsarga Kshayam Yanti Sutra. Recitation of the following sutra helps to spread peace of all living beings in the universe. Upsarga Kshayam Yanti Sutra. Upsarga Kshayam Yanti Chidyante Vignavallaya Mana Prasannatameti Pujyamane Jineshware. All problems get resolved, all obstacles get removed, the heart becomes full of joy for those who get in touch with the inner higher self.
Next, reflection on universal friendship, Shivamastu Sarva Jagata Sutra. Shivamastu Sarva Jagata Parhita Nirata Bhavantu Bhutganaha Dosha Prayantu Nasham Sarvatra Sukhi Bhavantu Lokaha. May the whole cosmos be blessed. May all beings engage in each other's well-being. May all weakness, sickness and faults diminish and vanish. May everyone everywhere be healthy, prosperous, blissful and peaceful.
Next, the reflection on spirituality and pure consciousness. By reciting the following sutras, we reflect on the true qualities of the soul. Daya shanti samata kshama satya tyaga vairag hoyam mukshu ghata vise eha sadaya sujag. The true seeker of the self possesses the seven cardinal virtues, namely compassion, peace, equanimity, forgiveness, truthfulness, renunciation, and non-attachment to worldly relations and objects. These qualities keep him constantly vigilant.
Kashayani
upashantata मात्रमोक्षया विलास भवे खेद प्राणी दया त्या आत्मार्थ निवास.
Where there are no passions like anger, ego, deceit and greed, where there are no worldly desires, where there is compassion for all living beings, and where the only desire is to liberate the self, that's where the abode of self-realization is.
Raga dvesha yajnanaye mukhya karmani granth thaya nivrutti jehati teja mokshano pant. Attachment, hatred and ignorance of self are the three principal reasons of bondage of karma to the soul. The path by which stoppage of karma occurs is the path of liberation.
Now we will go through some self-contemplation. I wish to treat each human being as myself and to treat all other living beings with compassion. Sharing is the most precious religion. I shall have amity for all, compassion for those below, appreciation for those above, and equanimity for those who do not have the true understanding of the self. I surrender my attachments and ego and wish to be beyond praise and criticism, since these are forms of attachment. I choose my approach but do not put down others to justify my choice. I do not wish to compare myself with others or criticize others. I watch out for humor. It can hurt others or it can hurt me. I do not get too personal with others and do not dampen someone else's energy. The ultimate goal of my life is to realize myself, which means total freedom from all attachment and aversion. This freedom is called liberation, moksha, or nirvana. Prayer is the fragrance of a silent heart. Be true to your inner being and all religions are fulfilled. My real self is pure consciousness, which possesses infinite vision, knowledge, power and bliss, and is free from all attachments and aversions. Here and now is the only existence. The spiritual pilgrimage is a flight from alone to alone. Meditation is being in the world but remaining untouched. Meditation is neither a journey in space nor a journey in time, but an instantaneous awakening.
Next, we go through the steps of concluding the Samayik. The Karemi Bhante Sutra is recited to take the vow of Samayik, while now we will do the Samayava Jutto Sutra to terminate the vow of Samayik. And we will begin with the Samaya Vaijutto Sutra.
Samaya Vaijutto Sutra. Samaya Vaijutto Jav Mane Hoi Niyam Sanjutto Chinnai Asuham Kammam Samai Jattiya Vara Samayami Ukae Samano Iv Savo Havai Jamha E Ena Karanenam Bauso Samayam Kujja Samayik Vidithi Lidu Vidithi Purna Kidu Vidima Jo Koi Avidhi Hui Hoi તો તે સવિયે મને વચને કાયાએ કરી મિચ્છામી દુખડમ 10 મનના 10 વચનના 12 કાયાના એમ 32 દોષોમાંથી જો કોઈ દોષ લાગ્યો હોય તો તે સવિયે મને વચને કાયાએ કરી મિચ્છામી દુખડમ.
મીનિંગ ઓફ ધ સામાય વૈજુત્તો સૂત્ર. વિથ રિગાર્ડ ટુ ધ વાવ ઓફ સામાયિક, ધ ફોલોઇંગ 5 ફોલ્ટ્સ શુડ બી અવોઇડેડ. ધીઝ આર ફોલ્ટી થોટ, ફોલ્ટી સ્પીચ, faulty bodily activity, forgetfulness of the vow of Samayik, and improper procedure of Samayik. If I have committed any of these faults, I beg forgiveness for them. During the period of Samayik, if my bodily activities and behavior were improper, if I did not offer complete and proper praise, respect and worship, and if I did not observe the proper teachings of the Omniscient, then I may be forgiven for these faults. There are 10 faults of mind, 10 faults of speech, and 12 faults of body, which one may commit during Samayik. Whatever faults I may have committed, I beg forgiveness for them. The instincts of eating, fear, pleasure, and possessiveness should be avoided during Samayik. If I had any of the four instincts during Samayik, I beg forgiveness for them. I took the vow of Samayik in a proper manner, and I completed it as prescribed. Nevertheless, if any impropriety was done, I beg for forgiveness.
We have completed the Samayik in the presence of a guru symbolized by a religious book. We need to remove the symbolism so that we can move the religious book to its proper place. This is also known as Guru Thapana. Now, holding the mupatti or handkerchief in your left hand and extending your right hand straight and facing your palm towards your face, recite the Namaskar Sutra.
Namo Arihantanang, Namo Siddhanang, Namo Ayriyanang, Namo Vajjayanang, Namo Lohe Sava Savanang, Eso Pancha Namo Karo, Sava Pava Pranasano Mangalanan Cha Savesi Paramam Havai Mangalam.
This completes the Samayik ritual and also concludes the entire Pratikraman ritual. After completion, you may recite some stavans or bhajans. Two such stavans follow on pages 72 and 73 of this book.
At this point, if we committed any mistake in saying any sutra, we beg for forgiveness from all the listeners. Michami Dukram.